More music trivia. This week, for the third Wednesday of June, it's Elton John trivia. Sir Elton has had his hits across the decades and been featured in numerous movies, TV shows, and musicals. Let's see how well you know his work. If you're looking for rules or a scorecard, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your MC, Brian Rollins, and this is episode 334 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Grab your glitter sunglasses, and let's start the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Elton John won an Oscar in 1994 for Best Original Song for what Lion King tune? Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Number 2. Elton John was inducted into what in 1994, the first year he was eligible? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Number 3. The original 1973 version of Candle in the Wind was written in honor of what actress? Marilyn Monroe. Number 4. Let's see if you are paying attention to past episodes. Elton John toured with what rock star in his numerous face-to-face concerts? Billy Joel. Number 5. Elton John had a breakout concert and ended his final concert tour in what Los Angeles stadium? Dodger Stadium. Number 6. In a 1973 Elton John song, who was leaving tonight on a plane? Daniel. Number 7. According to Elton, what night is All Right for Fighting? Saturday night. Number 8. Elton John appeared as himself entertaining the villain in what 2017 spy movie? Kingsman: The Golden Circle. Number 9. Elton John has both hosted and been the musical guest on what NBC late-night sketch show? Saturday Night Live. Number 10. Elton John is a native of what European country? England. Specifically, he was born in Pinner, Middlesex, England. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Elton John won his first Grammy on what collaboration song? That's What Friends Are For, along with Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder. Number 2. Elton John won a Tony Award in 2000 for what original score? Aida. Number 3, Taron Egerton played Elton John in what 2019 biopic? Rocket Man. Number 4, the 1997 version of Candle in the Wind honors who? Diana, Princess of Wales. The song is listed as the second best-selling single in the world. Number 5. Elton John had his first number 1 single in the UK with what duet featuring Kiki D? Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Number 6. The live version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me hit number 1 with what singer joining Elton John? George Michael. Number 7. Elton John's music was used as the score for what 2011 animated rom-com starring James McAvoy and Emily Blunt? Romeo and Juliet. Number 8. Phoebe Buffay on Friends thought what song was Hold Me Close, Young Tony Danza? Tiny Dancer. Number 9. In Elton John's most recent appearance on SNL, who joined him as musical guest? Brandi Carlile. Number 10. Elton John played what role in the 1975 rock opera Tommy? The Pinball Wizard. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What is Elton John's birth name? Reginald Dwight. He legally changed his name to Elton Hercules John in 1972. Number 2. Elton John shared his Oscar and his Tony with what person? Tim Rice. Number 3. Elton completed his EGOT with an Emmy for what special? Elton John, Farewell from Dodger Stadium. Number 4. Tom Holland played the title character in what 2005 Elton John musical? Billy Elliot, the musical. Number 5. What was the title of Elton John's debut album in 1969? Empty Sky. Number 6. Ending in 2023, what was the name of his final concert tour? Farewell, Yellow Brick Road. Number 7. Elton John did the music for what 2000 DreamWorks animation film? The Road to El Dorado. Number 8. Elton John was featured on what 2005 Tupac Shakur song? Ghetto Gospel. Number 9. Elton John co-wrote the score for what 2005 musical based on the works of Anne Rice? Lestat. Number 10. Elton John's first soundtrack album was for what 1971 teen romance? Friends. And drop the curtain. No more encores. We are done with Elton John trivia. Send me a note on social media to share your score. If you could, please take a minute to leave a review of the show on your podcast platform of choice, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever. And share the show with your friends. Maybe challenge them to a trivia duel. Next week, it's some history trivia. I want to try something out. Here's a clue. In what year saw the Star Wars sequel trilogy begin, two terror attacks in Paris, and same-sex marriage legalized in the U.S. by the Supreme Court? History, but recent history. Good luck, and I'll see you on Wednesday. This was episode 334 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The show's theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Tyler has a problem. He can't inherit his massive family fortune unless he gets married. And when his best friend Glenn proposes, hijinks and shenanigans ensue. Follow Glenn and Tyler on their world-spanning adventure as they defeat mobsters, an evil stepmother, a rakish brother-in-law, and pirates. No, really, there are pirates. Plus, there's an underground superbase. And hockey. The five-book series begins with Glenn and Tyler's Honeymoon Adventure by J.B. Sanders and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible and iTunes. Come for the romance, stay for the hockey.